Okay, so I know it's hard to understand this until you get there, but I'm going to tell you the truth, and it's up to you if you believe it or not. So when you get to a point, a state of mind where your meditation, your cogitation, your thought life, your inner man reflecting, when you're reflecting in the inner man and controlling your own thoughts, then the outside script has to adapt because you're taking the lead. The thought life is the spirit life. The material realm is the flesh realm, the natural realm, the ma. So just like the man is the head of his home, your thoughts are the head of the script. Things play out in the script according to your thoughts. Now, so when you really do a lot of deep thought and meditation and contemplation, CON templates, you know, so you're writing a template and you start to see after time, after enough meditation, you start to see that whether it's a movie or a song or everything in front of you is actually just a movie about yourself. It's a script. If you're the elect, but it's also a movie about the, so like a horror, like these people who love these horror shows, the horror show is a movie about the flesh, the energy of the flesh. When you're trying to walk in the flesh and trying to do things in the flesh, it's a horror show. So when you go watch a horror show, it's because you're trying to do it in a horror show in your inner man, your thoughts. So the noise, this is the secret they don't want you to know. The noise, the media, the news, the Fox News, CNN, Alex Jones, so that noise is a distraction so that you're not thinking. The more people who listen to a certain news broadcast, the more you're actually going to see it reflect back in society. Now, the New Age people is going to call it the Christ consciousness, but it's not the Christ consciousness. It's the pond of the sheep. It's the pond of the sheep. And so as the sheep start to get free, the flesh has to war against that, right? The energy of the flesh. And those people who are getting free from the noise, free from the drama, free from the chaos, those who are getting free are in peace and joy and happiness. And the flesh creatures who are not free, they hate you. When you have faith in Jesus and you start to read the word and rightly divide it, you start to get into peace. But those who can't do that, they're in drama all the time. And they are the head. I mean, you're the head, they are the tail. They are the tail, you're the head. They have to follow you. Now, when I realized in the last few months, 6 months maybe, I realized I was married to an AI program. I didn't even know it. So, like somebody made a comment, she made a comment, the saved women are spiritual. The saved men are spiritual. There's in the spirit realm, there's neither male nor female because there's no marriage given in heaven. But in the earth plane, I realized, I look back, I was married to an AI program. It was just an AI. It was a synthetic person. She was real. Living and breathing. But she was just doing what her mama said. Or she was doing what the news said. Or she was doing what the church said. She didn't have her own thoughts. She didn't have her own thoughts. She thought she did, but she didn't. And look, if you look back at people around you, they quote books or stories. They didn't have their own thoughts. They had to follow the hive. And part of the hive is the church. Is a lot of this, a lot of these big churches, you know, you go to the Bible bookstore and they're promoting all these big churches that are just seminary parrots. They really can't think outside the seminary. They can't think outside the box. It's all about what somebody taught them. They can't learn straight from the Holy Spirit. They have to be taught by some human. The Holy Spirit can't teach them. So my point is, when you realize you were married to an AI program, and you realize most people around you are in an AI program, programmed by the world, the flesh, and a prior life, or programmed by their own bloodline, or their culture, or the news, the media, or whatever, they can't think for themselves. They're an AI program. Long story short, when you wake up to the flesh mind being the AI program, you start to see this whole thing reflecting back as a story of your thoughts. You really, it changes your whole world.